finally, we hit another home run prop last night. We were a couple leg shorts of our SGPs, but we did hit some K props. And like I tell you all the time, put the single bets in play. Tony Cotillo here, Fantasy Firebox, Win Daily Sports. And I want to say one thing. I apologize for the person who sent me a message. I didn't get it till late on YouTube. I am right. I put two guys into the SGPX. That was my fault from the same game, which you cannot, which was Cedric Mullins and Nolan Gorman. Okay, but I did bet them singly. So that's my fault. That won't happen again. I promise. But tonight we have eight games on a Tuesday slate. A lot of good, juicy matchups. So right off the bat, last night, Dean Kremer really cost us, but tonight I think Aaron Brooks is going to pick it up. No, not the previous New Orleans quarterback. We mean the young right-hander in Oakland who went seven innings strong versus the red-hot Houston Astros, struck out five, only walked one. Even though he came away with the loss, he only had three earned runs. So I really like him tonight against Colorado. Are you kidding me? At 6,400, he could be one of the best pitchers on the slate. And then let's go right into FFVP. We hit last night on Otto Lopez from the Miami Marlins. This guy, I got to put in there just because he should not be under $3,000. I understand he's not had a great year, but Dansby Swanson, 2,800. He's just too low against Charlie Morton. He knows all about Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton gives up hits. He gives up home runs. You name it, and they're playing in Wrigley, and balls fly out at night games in Wrigley. So give me Dansby Swanson tonight. And then let's go with the value bats. And a guy I'm back in on, I love to see, Jeremy Pena is really back to his strengths, hitting 326 this year, 43 points in his last four games, only two strikeouts against one of the worst pitchers in baseball. Yes, sign me up. How about Michael Massey from the Kansas City Royals at 4,000 versus Detroit and Casey Mize? Mize gives up at least five hits per start. Michael Massey, 64 points in four games, two three-hit games out of those four as well. Give me him all day. And how about my man Zach Neto from the LA Angels going up against the Houston Astros and Mr. Javier, who's not the same pitcher, just like last night. Valdez, not the same pitcher. $3,300. He sits safely in his last seven. Only one game this year with zero, which means he's been positive point production and 65 points in his last five games. And now we go to the home run props. Let's go in LA with the Dodgers. Teoscar Hernandez, no home runs since May 11th. But six of nine games he's hit safely, which means he's still seeing the ball well and going up against Brandon Foote, who's terrible with the long ball. Before his last start, 20 hits given up in his last three. Sign me up for that one as well. And how about my man Cody Bellinger? You heard about the balls flying out at Wrigley. He only has one game at zero as well all year, which means he still hits the ball, home run or not. Going up against Charlie Morton, three home runs, his last three starts. What more do you want? And then how about Kyle Tucker for the Houston Astros, who has absolutely been on fire. His last eight games, his lowest output has been seven, and he has four games of 10 plus. Oh, by the way, going off against my man Canning. Are you kidding? Nine games, gives up 18 walks, three games with at least more than three. This dude's all over the place. And just attack him. Easy. Start the Astros. And now for some fun and some parlays, SGPXs. And remember, make sure you're placing these single bets as well. Just go on the WinDailySports.com page if you're a premium member. Go to the MLB prop better model and you can get the best number from all the books. Let's start right off with the K's. Let's go Clark Schmidt alternate line at 6+. I don't like the over 6.5, but I like the 6+. Kikuchi, same thing. This over 6.5 is at plus money. I'm going to go with a little more juice at the alternate line at 6+. I like Kyle Bradish at 5+ as well. And then I like Aaron Brooks at the over 4.5. If you bet that straight up like that on DraftKings, it's plus 516. Find the best number. Again, if you don't have an account, make sure you sign up for your trial today. Use the code in this description to get the best deals. Now, HRR, which is specifically to DraftKings, SGPX, we're going to go Kyle Tucker, the red hot Kyle Tucker, at over 1.5. We're going to go Cody Bellinger, over 1.5. And we're going to go to the Mountie Man, Ryan Mountcastle. Listen, Gunnar has been on fire, but tonight it's somebody else's turn. We're going to go Mountie at over 1.5. And then we're going to round it out with my man Brent Rooker at over 1.5 from Oakland against Colorado. Again, that will give you plus 762. It's a great find right there. But make sure that you bet the single lines. Again, Tony Cotillo, WindowSports.com, Fantasy Firebox. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page and the podcast page so you can hear this every single day, just in case I don't tweet it out, or you can get in our Discord where I will continue to give you updates and answer questions along the way. Everybody have a great night, and I'll get ready to see some tickets.